don't look asleep to me. Let's take your dressing gown off. What have you got on your dressing gown? What have you got? Let me have a look.
No.
Please. And and you've got something in the pocket as well.
My phone.
What have you got in your dressing gown pocket? What's he got in his pocket?
Not see.
Not see, I can feel something. Oh, it sounds like something hard.
It's hard.
Shall we bang it again? Bang, 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 bang. What's that in your pocket? Is it a book?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a book? Oh, are you going to get it out? What sort of book is it?
Percy.
It's about Percy. Let's have a look at it. Oh, it says Percy makes a promise. It's the Thomas the Tank Engine book. Is that a little tooth mark there? Mm. Have you been minding your books? Shall we read it?
Yeah.
We'll read it and then we'll get changed. Mm. And then we're going to go and see Sonia and Isabel.
Mm.
Yes? Which one's Percy?
Yeah.
The green one?
Yeah.
And which one's Thomas?
Yeah.
Which one's Thomas the...
Yeah.
Blue one?
Blue.
Right. Percy had promised to take the children home from the beach. This is much more fun than pulling dirty trucks, he said to Thomas. Oh, it soon started to rain very hard. The rain streamed down Percy's boiler. I wish I could see, he said. The river was rising fast and Percy's driver was worried. Soon, water began to slosh around Percy's wheels and his fire went out. Oops, I dropped the book. The driver and fireman went to find more firewood. Oh dear, said Percy, I'm stuck. When Percy's fire was burning again, he puffed bravely on. At last the children were safely home. Well done, Percy.
There's more.
Pardon?
There's more.
Want more?
Less more.
Less more?
Yeah.
You mean the last page?
Yeah.
And you'd like more?
Yeah.
Right. Well done, Percy, cheered Thomas. You kept your promise.
One more?
Yeah. Right. One more and then we get changed.
Blue one, Thomas, Percy, green one.
That's right. Blue one, Thomas, green one, Percy. What colour are the buffers?
George James.
They're red, aren't they, like James?
Like James.
Red like James. Percy had promised to take the children home from the beach. This is much more fun than pulling dirty trucks, he said to Thomas. It soon started to rain very hard. The rain streamed down Percy's boiler. I wish I could see, he said. The river was rising fast and Percy's driver was worried. Soon water began to slosh around Percy's wheels and his fire went out. The driver and fireman went to find more firewood. Oh dear, said Percy, I'm stuck. Percy's a bit of a grumpy engine, isn't he?
Mm. Grump!
Grumpy? Is he a bit grumpy?
What?
He's always moaning about something whenever I read about Percy. I tell you what, Thomas, it's not a wet morning this morning. It's nice outside, isn't it?
Oh.
It's quite bright, quite sunny.
It's raining now.
No, it's not raining. No, for a change. Unlike in the story. It's obviously raining because Percy's fire's gone out. And can you see all the people waiting on the platform? What are they holding in their hands?
Rainbow.
A rainbow. No, they're called umbrellas.
Umbrellas.
You see a rainbow in the sky when the sun shines and it rains together. The aeroplanes sound low, don't they?
Rain.
Hello,
helicopter.
Hello, the helicopter. When Percy's fire was burning again, he puffed bravely on. And at last, the children were safely home. Well done, Percy, cheered Thomas. You kept your promise.
Come on, Mommy. Hair.
You want to hold Mummy's hair?
Big brown hair.
Oh, big brown hair. Oh, you're thinking of that story we read the other day. What's it called? Guess How Much I Love You. That was about a big brown hair, wasn't it?
A baby brown hair.
I can't think what he was called. Little nut brown hair. Was that what he was called?
Yeah.
Little nut brown hair and big nut brown hair.
Her mummy's hair.
Look, that. To her mummy's hair.
Yes, this mummy's hair.
And kiss mummy's hair. Ah. Oh. Oh, can I kiss Thomas's hair?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. I like mummy.
You don't like mummy? Oh, you're rubbing my kiss off. Poor mummy.
More juice, please.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll tell you what, let's get your change first.
No change?
Yes. Look, we're going to put this jumper on today.
No.
Do you remember when we went to Spain, Thomas? Mummy and Daddy went to Gibraltar one day and you stayed at the hotel with Grandma and Grandad. When Mummy and Daddy went shopping that day in Gibraltar. Well, last year when Grandma and Grandad went to Gibraltar, they brought you back the jumper that you're going to wear today. Thomas, please stand still. Look, this jumper, do you remember wearing this last winter? What's it got on it? No, you're being silly now.
Boat.
You're banging your head. What's it got on it? A picture of?
A boat.
A boat and?
Two fish.
Some fish and what's that called?
This.
It's called an anchor.
Really?
When you come into the harbour, the... Oh, I can't think what he's called. I meant to say the pilot. The captain of the ship puts an anchor over the side and it just means that the ship won't float back out to sea. It's like a very big weight, a really big weight. So Grandma and Grandad bought this jumper when they went to Gibraltar last year as a present for Thomas. And when they got all the way home, they realised we could buy the very same jumper in Marks and Spencer's in Stockport. Ha ha! So we've always called it your Gibraltar jumper.
Big tummy.
Big tummy. Have you got a big tummy?
Yeah.
You probably have.
No, I really got a big tummy.
Who's got a big tummy?
Me.
Demetra. Well, she's coming tomorrow, so you can tell her yourself, because I'm not telling her that. I shall tell her what you said now. And Jake Kelly had the same jumper for Christmas, and when his mummy unwrapped it...
My tummy mimics.
No, don't say that, because it's not nice. And Jake Kelly's mummy saw what Jake was unwrapping last Christmas, and she said, "Oh, look, it's Thomas's Gibraltar jumper, also available in Stockport." No, I don't like you being rude about people, Thomas. It is not nice. No. Come on, you can't have any juice unless you cooperate. Now, come along.
Oh,
his jumper still fits. You look good. You look like a snuggly, cuddly, wuggly here.
No!
You do.
No. Too wet.
Who's too wet?
Me too wet.
Demetra's not wet.
Yeah.
Why is she wet?
Well, wet in my new place.
Why is she wet? Has she been splashing in a puddle?
Yes.
Or has she been out in the rain?
Yes.
Oh, and has she been swimming?
Yes.
What else might she have been doing to get wet?
Puddle.
A puddle? What about a bath? Do you think she's been in the bath or the shower?
Shower her mouth.
Yeah.
There's a sun shining here.
The sun shining here, yes. It's probably shining where Demetra is as well. So she, I don't know very much whether she's wet, Thomas. You're not wet, are you? But you just need changing.
Well, the powder.
You're holding the powder. You've got to be careful the lid doesn't come off, otherwise you're going to end up looking like you're covered in snow. You'll be all white and cold and wet.
Wet.
Don't you?
Mummy.
Yes, sweetheart.
Percy that found it better.
Percy got wet.
And it better.
And he got better, yes, because the fireman went to fetch more wood. And they relit his fire, and off he could go. He could take the children to the seaside, or bring them home, or whatever he was doing at the time. I think he was bringing them home from the seaside, wasn't he? What a shame that all the children went to the seaside and it started to rain.
We're tired.
You're holding the talcum powder high above your head.
But fall down!
No, not fall down.
Oh, yes, it says. Ouch! Fall down the rain!
It fell down in the rain? Oh dear, dear.
I fall down big height.
Falling down from a big height?
Height.
Big height?
Tight.
Oh, kite. Well, I'm not sure whether you're saying a big height or a big kite. But we've seen some kites flying high in the sky, haven't we?
What's that flying? One kite.
What's that flying? One kite?
Yeah.
So you might well have said kite rather than height.
Height.
Height?
Kite.
Or kite. I think you're saying both, aren't you?
Both.
Both. You're winding me up and you're saying high kite. Height. Oh, come on, settle down. You're falling asleep in there.
Sleeping in the moon.
Where are you sleeping?
In the big milk tanker.
You're sleeping in the big milk tanker?
Yes, No.
Come on, let's get you changed and then you can go. What on earth is the matter now? Do you feel like sleeping? Yes. Well, I don't think that's such a good idea, do you? We're going to see Sonia, Isabel, Jill and Bethany. You've not seen Bethany since it was Bethany's birthday party in July when she was 10.
Oh, no.
Do you not want to go and see the little girls? Oh, dear, they probably won't want to see you if you're in a grump like this. There's a lady coming round now, Thomas, with some catalogues. I've just seen her deliver something to Sue's house. And I know that she comes round with a catalogue every now and again, so she must be bringing one here.
I'm seeing a fire. I'm seeing light up there. See, fire went out.
Fire went out?
Yes, light there.
What's she talking about, the fire went out? You're talking about this little book again, are you?
No. No. No.
Thomas, please. You're laughing at yours. You don't know whether to laugh or cry, do you? Oh. Now look. Did you see her?
Yeah.
Did you? I just heard the letterbox go clunk. She dropped something through. Well, in a minute, when you've got dressed, you can go and have a look and see what she's brought, can't you? We discovered the name of our postman.
No.
We did. He's called Tony.
Oh, no.
Yes, listen, Ray left, didn't he? Where's Ray gone? Do you remember seeing Ray?
Ray.
Well, Ray's left. And we've had all sorts of different post people. And we had a chat to him this morning and we found out.
Waving at him.
Waving at him? Yes, you can wave at him. We found out he's called
Tony.
See
Pushman Pat.
Yes.
And see Pushman Pat.
Well, I said to him this morning, Thomas will always be waving at you, Tony, because the highlight of his day is when you come to visit. So he said he would wave back to you, didn't he? So you'll have to start saying hello, Tony, instead of hello, Ray.
Hello, Ray. One way. Other way.
We might send, shall we send Ray a Christmas card when it comes to Christmas? Because we miss Ray, don't we? He was a nice man. So we send Ray a Christmas card, but we better send one to Tony as well, haven't we? Because Tony's the man that can be delivering most of our Christmas cards this year. You want to sleep?
Yes.
I don't think it's a good idea to go to sleep now.
Big elephant.
Where's there a big elephant? You're pretending to be a big elephant.
Oh.
When you went to Joan Becky. What's the matter? When you went to see Joan Becky the other day, Joe said that you were pretending to be a lion. the lion was going to sleep.
Oh no! I bumped me.
You bumped it and you're hurt. You're saying bumped hurt me. What have you bumped? What have you bumped, sweetheart? Why have you bumped yourself? You're not really hurt, are you?
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Yeah. Do you just want a cuddle? Would you just like a little cuddle with Mummy?
No.
Oh, tell us. You were saying you were hurt. Are you trying to eat your book?
No, no ginger cat.
No ginger cat? Oh yes, there's a ginger pussy cat. Look.
No.
We see him in the bottom of the garden. Oh, you're pretending to be a ginger cat, are you?
No.
Did you want some more juice, Thomas?
No.
Elephant. Would you like some juice or some milk?
Elephant.
What would the elephant like? Would the elephant like a drink of juice or a drink of milk? A drink of milk.
Sit down there and watch them.
Sit down there and watch them? Mm. Who's sitting where to watch what?
No, Mummy.
If you're pretending to be an elephant, I hope you don't want to sit on my knee to have your milk.
No.
Oh, look. What's that man doing?
No, I'm a white rock.
No white truck? Well, it might be. Do you want to go and have a look quickly?
Yeah.
Quick. He's got a white van. He's delivering something, isn't he?
A truck van.
What's he doing?
A truck van. A truck truck.
He's got a big white van, hasn't he?
The truck
here. Is he collecting something or dropping something off?
Flipping off.
He's dropping off, is he?
Yes. Look, I'm going now.
He's going, isn't he? Yes. You're going to wave goodbye to him? Bye-bye. His van looks fairly full, doesn't it?
Stop me.
Is he stopping again? He's driving very slowly, isn't he? His lights are flashing.
Okay.
Yes, he's stopping again, look.
The neighbours.
Oh look, he's walking up Sue's path, isn't he?
No, they might.
No bin bags, no. He's not the bin bag man, is he?
No. Going.
He's going. Bye-bye.
No, one bin bag there.
He's left a bin bag. Has he left a bin bag, Thomas?
Yeah. Don't do that one.
Oh, that's right, that's a car near Sue's house going backwards. Can you hear that aeroplane?
That's the lander.
Very loud, isn't it?
No digger.
No digger? Your digger gone? Mm. Right, let's just put your slipper on and then we'll have a drink of milk.
Oh, yeah. Not in there.
Not in there?
Noddy.
Noddy?
Noddy, yeah.
Noddy? Well, have you been watching a programme about Noddy?
Yes.
Well, this is your little yellow car, isn't it? When it's the yellow side up, it's the Rye car. And when it's red side up, it's the racing car. But when it's yellow side up, does it look like Noddy's little car?
Mm.
Noddy has a friend called...
Noddy.
Big ears.
Big ears.
Because he's got...
Big ears.
Big ears. Mm. He looks a little bit like Linda and Brian's gnome, actually. Big ears looks a little like the garden gnome next door.
Noddy's letter.
You looking for a letter for Noddy?
No, no.
That looks like a nice letter for Noddy.
There were balls on it.
Pardon? Noddy has a hat, doesn't he, with a pom-pom on the end. We're seeing if there are any letters for Noddy, aren't we?
No.
Noddy. Mummy's just going to get a drink of milk for you. Would you like that? We're going to see Sonia and Isabel, aren't we? And you can have your milk, I'll have a cup of coffee. And we'll talk again later. Yes?
I'm not warm.
What have you dropped, sweetie?
What about pasta?
You dropped some pasta?
Yeah. If I did it. Good enough. If I did it.
That's dried pasta.
We
were playing with it the other day, weren't we? Mm. Right, I think it's time we had lunch now, don't you?
No.
Not as much, are you tired?
Yes.
You're worn out.
The tower's Martis.
You like Martis?
Yes.
For lunch?
There's Martis.
I think if you eat some lunch first, we might have a smarty. You're pretending to eat now. Right, we'll see what we've got in here, Thomas.
What have you got inside it?
What have we got inside it? Well, we've got some savoury rice, and some green beans, and some sausages. Would you like some cheese as well?
Not the corn, not the corn. And have sausages.
Sausages? I see, right, you like the rice. You do like the rice, sweetheart. I'll cut up some cheese in case you want some cheese. What did you say?
Big bite.
Big bite? Did Mummy bite your toe?
Yeah.
She did. She went underneath the table to pick up some more pasta. And I couldn't resist. I saw those gorgeous little feet poking underneath the cloth. No, it wasn't a bite. It was a kiss, Thomas. A little kiss for Thomas. You don't like Mummy? Oh, well, you needn't wipe your face to rub my kiss off because it was your foot I kissed. Mummy kissed your foot, didn't she? Have we been to see Isabel and Sonia?
No.
No?
We went back home.
Pardon?
The telly is on
Isabel's. What is it, Sonia and Isabel's?
The telly.
Telly?
The telly.
The telly?
Silly.
Silly?
Silly.
You were silly at Sonia's.
Silly.
You weren't really silly, actually, Tom. She was very well behaved.
Behaved.
You were.
No.
Jill was there with Bethany, wasn't she? Mm. And Isabel has a little Winnie the Pooh tent, doesn't she? It was different from the tent that Ben and Charlotte had. And you and Isabel were lying in it, pretending to be asleep, weren't you? And when Sonia asked you if you wanted something to eat, you said, "No, I'm busy." And then Isabel said she was too busy. And I think Bethany was a little bit frightened by you both, because you and Isabel know each other very well and you were running around, weren't you? You weren't
misbehaving. And you were doing the poo. Poo a table. On the way a table and doing the poo.
What are you talking about?
Big poo.
A big poo?
Yes.
Who's doing the big poo?
Girls Isabel.
Isabel?
Thomas.
Is that what you were pretending to do under the table?
Yeah.
Do you mean the Winnie the Pooh? Because she's got a very big Winnie the Pooh.
But then in the nips.
Oh, well, Isabel took her clothes off, didn't she?
Yeah.
Silly Isabel was running around. It wasn't such a warm morning. And she put her vest on her head, didn't she? So her little face was peeping through the neck hole. And the arms, the sleeves were dangling, which looked as if she had two floppy ears. And you kept patting her on the back. Which I think she deserved it, because she was running around with nothing on. So I think Bethany wondered what to make of you both, didn't she? But Bethany thought, what a silly, silly, silly place I've come up to. What's Bethany's mummy called?
Called Jill.
Jill?
Jill.
And Jill called you a silly sausage, didn't she?
So silly, silly sausage.
Would you like
a... Yeah.
The breadsticks. Would you like some breadsticks?
Yeah, that's a good stick.
You'd like a breadstick? I'll just get
a... I brought a lot of sticks. Isabel would like some.
Isabel would like some. Mm. Oh, but Isabel's not here, is she? When Isabel comes next week, I'm sure we can find her breadstick. Does she like breadsticks?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And for you.
Well, I can't get the packet to go back in the box now. I've put the clip on it. Oh, well, we'll put the bag in first and then we'll secure it with the clip, shall we? Is that better?
Oh,
going to work. I won't put them back in the cupboard just yet in case you want some more. But try and eat your sausage, Thomas. That's nice, isn't it?
No.
No? What, you like sausage?
No, like salmon.
No, like sausage?
No.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't believe that.
Don't you want that one? What one?
You dropped one.
What? Red one.
Red one?
Red one.
Red one, white one. I'm not sure what you're talking about now.
Red one. Red one. And a wet one.
A wet one?
Yeah.
What do you mean you've bitten the breadstick and it's gone wet? It's got wet? Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah. Drink out. I see a fish up in there.
I'm sorry, Thomas, you've completely lost me. I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
A fish.
A fish up in the air?
Lamp.
What fish?
The lamppost fall down.
The lamppost fall down? This conversation's getting weirder and weirder, Thomas. Would you like a piece of bread?
I'm in the chair.
Would you like some bread?
No.
No?
No, thanks.
That's good. That sounds better than no.
Better than no.
Better than just saying no, if you say that, thank
you. Oh, no.
What have you done now? Dropped your juice?
Yes.
Oh, dear, dear.
Silly lad.
Linda talking. Is that what Linda called you one day? Silly lad. She called you a silly lad because you did something silly, didn't you? I can't think what it was now, but.
Silly lad.
The sausage nice?
What's the damn pudding? What's the damn pudding?
Talking about Pippin?
Mm.
What did you say about Pippin?
Washing down now, Pippin.
Washing down Pippin?
Well, what? Bus, bus, bus.
Thomas, no banging, please.
A little bang.
No, not even a little bang. Mummy doesn't like it.
Not a little bang. No.
When you've got a fork in your hand, it's for eating your food with. I've given it to you to eat your sausages. It's not for banging on the table, is it? You won't be allowed to go anywhere, Thomas, if you're going to have table manners.
A little bang.
Now, come on, eat your sausages properly, because you can actually manage them with your fingers. You don't need a fork. If you're going to start banging with a fork, I shall take it away.
That first hurt for a while.
You've got a cloth on the table, but if the cloth isn't very thick, and if you start banging, it's going to go through to the wood.
Bang.
It's going to go through to the wood underneath and damage the table, isn't it?
No.
It is, then Daddy will be very cross.
No.
What do you want to do this afternoon?
Go to poo with Sonia and Isabella again.
No, we can't see Sonia and Isabella again, Thomas.
Yeah.
Not today.
Again.
And I don't even think we're going to see much of them next week because we've got an awful lot of things on next week, haven't we? You're going to Grandma and Grandad's.
Mm-hmm.
Isabel can't make playgroup on Tuesday. And you'll be at Grandma and Grandad's Wednesday, Thursday, won't you?
Big brown hair.
Big brown hair?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the book again?
Brown hair.
Little nut brown hair and big nut brown hair.
Yeah. Posh. Very hard.
Are you going to have some more sausage?
No, thank you.
What about the rice?
Not nice rice.
Not nice rice? You thought that rice was wonderful.
Not wonderful, no.
Not wonderful, no?
Not too many for the fence, many distance.
Doesn't smell disgusting. It'd be silly. Would you like some of this?
No.
And what are you going to eat?
Not banging.
No, Thomas, not banging.
Bang!
Would you like some banana?
No.
You've hardly eaten anything for lunch. You said you were hungry.
No.
You asked me for lunch. You said you were hungry.
No.
What about some more something? What's the matter, Thomas?
Mummy, tell me.
Mummy, carry? Why do you want me to carry you? You want me to cuddle you?
Yeah.
You want to watch Pippin?
No. No, please.
Milk?
Yeah.
But Thomas, you asked for lunch.
No lunch.
But it's lunchtime.
No lunch. No lunch.
You asked for lunch, you said you were hungry.
No lunch.
Are you very tired?
Yeah.
What about a banana?
No.
Well, earlier on you said Smarties. Would you like some Smarties?
Yeah.
Yes. Would you say no?
Yes, please.
Well, you have another sausage and I'll go and get some Smarties.
No, sausage.
Thomas, you're crying. You've got tears in your eyes.
No.
Shall I wipe you? There's tears in. We don't want tears.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I want a big cuddle.
You want a big cuddle?
Look. You sit down there.
Oh, Mummy's having her lunch.
No.
No, sweetheart, listen. We've got to have lunch because...
Down there.
You want to get down?
Yeah.
Well, 40 minutes ago, you decided on a Smartie.
No, we did.
Oh, I don't want Smarties then.
No. No, I do.
You want a little sleep, Thomas?
Yes.
Do you want to do some counting with the Smarties?
No. But I do.
Why do you want to get down? Have you had enough to eat?
Yeah.
Or are you tired?
Yeah. Tired.
You're tired?
Down.
All right, sweet. You're missing some pieces. Oh, that's fine. But there are two here, and there are some more in the kitchen. Look, there's another one here, Thomas.
No.
Here you are. Here's all the trains. Trains.
Yeah.
Well, they're here on the table waiting for you.
No.
Every time we go near you today, you say you want to sleep.
No.
want to sit on my knee?
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about? What are we talk about?
No rainbow.
No rainbow? No. Well, there will be a rainbow today because it's not raining, is it? It only makes a rainbow when the sun's shining and it's raining together.
No, another day. Done now.
There's no rainbow today.
Shazumi. No.
You want to hold Mummy's knife to cut the cheese?
That's it. You are. Just the pieces. You are.
You're cutting the cheese into small pieces so we can share it?
Yes. Yes, at all.
Yes, of course. Which piece is for me?
And Thomas.
One piece for Mummy and one piece for Thomas?
And heard a train life.
I heard a train as well, yes.
Thomas.
Now don't mess with the knife, Thomas.
No, hold it.
The knife's dirty.
No. Right.
One piece for Mummy, one piece for Thomas.
Yeah. You like sausages.
You don't like sausages?
No, the ones. The little ones that are down there. Me and Mummy. Hair.
Play with Mummy's hair.
Sit down.
I am sitting down. You mean sit forward so you can climb on the back?
Yes. James the driver. And James the driver.
James the driver?
Mm.
You're pretending to be James's driver, are you?
Yes.
And what's Mummy, the engine?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I look like a big red train, do I?
Mm.
Thank you, Thomas. And you're my driver. What are you doing standing behind me?
That's Harry.
Who are you looking at?
That in the church was alright, another was alright. That was alright.
Who's alright?
That's in the label.
It's Auntie Mabel alright? Is that what you're asking? Thomas? What are you asking?
No driver. He took a cab.
No driver. Has he got out of the cab?
Yeah.
Look, there's the cab. There's the driver. How's that?
No driver here.
Why do you think the driver's got out of his cab?
Don't live.
Yes, it's a nice day.
Mm.
We're going to go out later on because we've got some birthday cards to post, haven't we?
Yeah.
To Anne and Dawn. So we've got to go to the shop to buy some stamps. Stick the stamps on the envelope and then we've got to post them. So are you going to help to do that? You're not saying very much, are you?
No. The driver.
The driver's here, Thomas.
Look, the money's.
You got some money?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Why are you giving me money?
A chance.
Letter. Oh, I see. Are you pretending to buy stamps for our letters?
Yeah. This is huge dump there. Rubbish. Rubbing the bottom of wet. Rubbing there, toes. Right. What? Then there's a one. Right.
It sounded to me like you were saying something about dropping in a puddle, not wet. Would you like some of this?
No, thank you. I'll do something and juice and marmalade.
Some juice and some marmalade?
Oh, it is a bit.
Is that what you want to buy from the shop when we go to buy stamps?
It's out the tub. Give me the driver done.
You're getting out of the cab. Thomas, the driver's here, look.
Another one.
Another one? The driver from the digger?
No, don't get out of the cab. Better juice. Running. It works.
Thank you. What have you brought me?
Juice and marmalade and tablets.
So juice and marmalade and tablets? Oh, why have I got tablets?
For the ambulance, sorry.
I'm pulling the ambulance is coming. Oh, are you giving me a kiss?
Bare face. Not with Jane travels for down.
And what have you got this time?
Fish.
Some fish?
Yeah. Look, there's money there. And see a sea box there.
You see a box of Smarties, eh? Yes.
Yes.
Well, you don't finish your lunch, I'm afraid, Thomas. No lunch, no more Smarties. No, you've got to eat your food before you eat
Smarties. No, no Smarties.
No, no Smarties. Your hands feel very cold. Do you feel cold?
Yes. There's a fire engine out the police car.
Get the fire engine and the police car out. Do you feel cold? Oh, we've got the radiators on. The central heating's on.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, two fire engines.
You brought me two fire engines?
Yeah, two policemen.
And two policemen, is that from the shop?
Oh, yes.
And do I have to pay for them?
Minibus.
And the minibus?
Mini shop.
The mini shop?
Yes.
The mobile shop, do you mean?
Mobile shop.
A mobile shop, and how much will it cost to have two mini fire engines and two policemen? A lot of money.
Yeah.
How much money, Thomas?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a lot of money. It's a lot of money, but I was expecting it to be more.
Have a Sam.
Have a fireman Sam or have an ambulance?
Another fish.
I can probably afford another fish.
Please.
Yes, please, Thomas, I'll have a fish. That's very kind.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Drive carefully.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And then another fish.
Another fish. Thank you very much. That's two fish I've got now.
A bottle of juice.
And some juice.
Feel
hungry?
Yeah, mummy.
You feel hungry?
Mummy.
Well, would you like some cheese?
No.
Would you like another breadstick?
No.
No, there's nothing else on offer. You have had some cheese and breadsticks though, haven't you? And a bit of sausage.
Sam. jam.
Sam?
Red jam.
Oh, red jam. Oh, yes, please, red jam. That's always very useful to have. Can I have raspberry and strawberry, please?
Yes, please.
Two jars of jam.
Very low.
Oh, you're walking very low down. I think, oh, terribly heavy to carry. Thank you. Two jars of imaginary jam. Very, very heavy to carry. Thank you for getting them safely back to me.
Thank you. Thanks, Mum. Oh, Mummy's jumper.
Oh, Mummy's jumper. I hope you're not wiping your nose in my jumper. No. Are you starting with a cold, Thomas?
Yes.
Yes, you sound a bit sniffly. Well, how about you go to the shop and buy a box of tissues?
Oh, yes.
And some lemons, and then we can make a nice hot drink, and you've got plenty of tissues to blow your nose with. Oh, that's a put-on cough, Thomas.
Tissues.
Oh.
It won't.
Thank you, tissues. And did you get the lemons to make a nice hot drink?
Yeah. You are.
Lemons, thank you. And would you like a spoonful of honey for your sore throat and your cough?
Yes.
Right, we better go and buy some honey then, haven't we?
Another tissue.
Oh, you want another tissue? Here you are. Oh dear, that is a bad cough, Tom. Do you remember where honey comes from? The bees?
Bees.
Bees.
Hurt.
We used to see a lot of bees in the summer, didn't we?
There's a lot of bees. There's bees.
What do bees say?
Bees.
They say buzz buzz.
Buzz buzz.
And what else? Wasps, are they like bees?
Wasps, 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 wasps.
And what do wasps say?
Woof,
woof. Woosh, woosh. They say buzz, buzz as well, don't they?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
And you mustn't touch bees or wasps, otherwise they sting, don't they?
Yeah.
Can you see how quickly your windmill's blowing around in the wind?
All around.
They're going quickly.
Stop now.
Yes, it's stopped now. They were going very, very quickly, weren't they? And the pampas grass is blowing in the breeze. And the leaves on the trees.
Everything's
trees. Everything's blowing.
Tree blowing too.
Yes. You've got a very warm jumper on, Thomas, but your hands are absolutely freezing.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
Do you like me to hold them?
Yeah.
Warm them up a bit. Oh, that's nice. Put your hands on my shoulders.
No.
No?
The couch. Another tap. Couch.
Oh dear, Thomas, are you pretending to have a bad cough?
Mama,
you're getting out your big truck now, are you?
Milk driver.
Milk driver, or like the milkman? Are you the big tanker driver, or are you the driver of the small milk flat that makes deliveries?
It's a little tow truck.
The big truck?
Yes.
Right, so you drive on the motorway with a tanker full of milk, do you?
Yeah. It's a truck, there's lots of milk. Towels.
Pardon?
Really. It's a little jumbo.
The tweenies are having milk?
Oh, yes.
Or did you have a drink of milk while you watched the tweenies?
And milk, and then that.
Come back here, Thomas, please.
And more tweenies here.
Well, the tweenies aren't on now, are they? No, please don't turn the television on, Thomas. We're not watching television now. Finish now. We're loading up lots more shopping into Sam's mobile shop. It's the sunshine, it's just on that patch on the carpet, isn't it, in here, in this room.
That one is the door.
Yes.
The one is orange.
It's very lucky to have sunshine, really, in November like this, aren't we?
Right. Two bee-boys on there. Two bee-boys.
Two bee-boys?
What happened?
This time last year, you and I were staying at the Lake District. And it was very, very, very cold there, I seem to remember, Thomas. Because we bought a snowsuit for you, but we didn't buy it until after I came home from the Lake District, because I decided if it was going to be this cold all winter, we had to buy you something that we really should have bought it while we were staying there. When I used to take you out in the afternoon in your pushchair, you used to go out with two, sometimes three pairs of trousers on because it was so cold. One day we took you out with your telly tippy pyjamas on with two pairs of trousers on top so your little legs wouldn't get cold. Because you wouldn't keep a blanket on. You'd never like to sit in your pushchair with a blanket, have you?
Okay.
No small children like to snuggle up, but oh no. Are you putting your yellow helmet on now?
Which helmet? That border. From border. I put it there and it's on. I'm climbing the board.
You're climbing a board?
Yeah.
Right.
Climbing James.
You're climbing aboard James. You're James's driver, are you? Climbing aboard.
I'm in the board. A policeman. Policeman.
What did you say about a policeman?
I'm a policeman boy.
You're a policeman?
Policeman man.